The results are in, and Republicans and Democrats have selected their nominees in the race to be Nevada's next governor. Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger reports.
It was all smiles at Attorney General Adam Laxalt's watch party in South Reno last night. Facing relatively weak opponents with limited funding and poor name recognition, Laxalt cruised to victory with the Associated Press calling the race mere moments after results began pouring in. Laxalt ultimately gained the nomination by garnering more than 71% of the vote. Speaking after the announcement, Laxalt told supporters that he believes his victory signals a return to more conservative values in Nevada. He also says the state is poised for success thanks to the progress made in recent years.
Today, I want to fight to keep our state going in that positive direction. I want a more prosperous Nevada. We will be the most economically competitive state in the American West.
Laxalt has long been a GOP favorite to take over for term-limited Republican Governor Brian Sandoval. He even earned the endorsement of President Donald Trump via Twitter yesterday. The AG is run on a platform calling on lower state taxes, limiting regulations on businesses, and being tough on crime. He's also been vocal in his support on banning any law or ordinance that would prevent police from helping federal officials enforce immigration laws. And it's that agenda that's attracted voters like Scott Julkover of Carson City, who chose to attend Laxalt's watch party to help celebrate the victory.
I like his values. I like the fact that he's a family man. I like the fact that he's conservative, and I think he's going to just be a really good governor for the state of Nevada to step into Sandoval's shoes.
On the flip side of the political coin, the Democratic primary for governor was far tighter and in many respects far more brutal. The race between Clark County Commissioner Steve Sisolak and Chris Giunchiglione was characterized by personal and professional attack ads. Ultimately, Sisolak won the day, beating Giunchiglione, otherwise known as Chris G., by about 16,000 votes statewide. But that victory came mostly from voters in southern Nevada, with Giunchiglione outperforming her opponent in Washoe, Humboldt, Elko, Eureka, and White Pine counties, as well as Carson City. For some voters, support for Sisolak was calculated. Many, like Doug Whitener of Reno, saw him as the best chance to beat a Republican like Laxalt in the general election.
I think Sisolak is the candidate has a better chance of beating him, basically. Because I like Chris G, too. I mean, I like both of them. I thought he had a better chance, and we need to win these elections.
For others, like Ben Contine, Giunchiglione's loss was a disappointing blow.
All the way from the highest end to the county clerk. I mean, we'll be out there fighting for people who are standing up for people who can't stand up for themselves. So I think the movement Chris started won't die. It'll just take a different form.
In all, more than 320,000 Nevadans voted in the 2018 primary. That's just north of 22% of the state's total active registered voters. That's also the highest number in nearly a decade. And with so many voters participating, it's likely going to be a busy and contentious election season in Nevada. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.